This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, as of today, about half as many oil rigs online in this country as there were a year ago. That's a function of the falling price of crude, of course, market dynamics and all that, but it does come with some very tangible consequences. Most tangibly, revenue and thus jobs at a whole mess of businesses tied to the oil patch. Marketplace's Annie Baxter was out in North Dakota's Bakken oil field not too long ago for a look around.
From Greg Geiser's perch in the oil patch in a little town called Killdeer, there are plenty of signs of a slowdown. Less traffic on the roads, fewer trucks clogging up the gas station, and then there's the drilling rigs, some of which are effectively mothballed.
You'll see a field where there'll be 18 drilling rigs just sitting there, not doing anything. They're not drilling at all anymore.
That means less business for companies like the one Geiser works for, Trilliant. It rents out equipment used for drilling new oil wells, and in the past, it made crews available for roustabout services. Those are low-skilled jobs on the oil field. Both of those business lines have slowed down.
We used to have half a dozen employees here, and that's just kind of gone by the wayside.
So it's you alone in this office.
Yeah, it gets a little lonely sometimes. But, you know, they wanted me to hire more people, and I just didn't see it. For the little bit of work that we do, you can't pay guys to sit back here and do nothing.
Geiser, a broad-shouldered guy who used to work construction, now spends a lot of downtime maintaining equipment or trolling the internet.
I try and keep up on the news in the industry. I read all the, you know, industry publications and what's going on with the oil prices. And
that's not something he needed to do back when he started working here in 2011. The oil boom was in full tilt then, and it was obvious how the industry and oil prices were faring. During my visit with Greg Geiser, really the only burst of activity came from the business next door. It was guys from the neighboring company moving equipment around. Geiser's leasing some of his unused space to them. It's an attempt to keep Trilliant's business going in any way possible.
I've rented a space in my yard to a company, rented parts of our building out, and whatever we can do to get revenue in and cut costs.
About 100 miles northwest of Killdeer, in the town of Williston, a fellow named Bob Horb is dealing with a downturn in a different way. You could say in a game of brinkmanship, poker style. His opponents? Oilfield companies requesting steep discounts on his firm's concrete products.
I'd like to play poker with these guys just as well as they like to play with me, so we'll see what happens. Who's going to tip their hand first? Or, you know, am I going to chance losing their business, or am I going to just fold?
About 60% of the business at Horb's company, Makoti Concrete, is tied to oil. Horb worries a toothpick in his mouth as he watches his workers pour concrete into a form. The concrete slab will serve as a base for heavy vessels on the oil field. Horb says it'll likely be a while before the oil downturn really takes a toll on his business. But those requests he's getting from oil field customers who want lower prices, it's clear they're on his mind.
The thing about it is profit isn't a dirty word. They're in it for profit, as am I. And if they break me, and because I can't produce a profit, if I'm working at a loss, and if I go away, what good am I to anybody? When things come back, then I'm not here, then what do they do?
Some business owners in the oil patch have much more immediate concerns about surviving.
You got a place way back in the corner of the lot called Death Row.
Mark Pyatt owns a repair shop called Killer Diesel Performance in Williston. Pyatt's a tall guy with a long, scruffy beard and the words "Love Hard" tattooed on his knuckles. His death row consists of trucks left behind by customers, largely oil field workers, guys who were previously flush with cash. They'd paid thousands of dollars to beef up their diesel engines so their trucks would go faster. But now, a bunch of customers aren't paying their bills, like the owner of this black pickup truck, who spent $12,000 on stuff like huge wheels and tires.
Found out he had a bad motor and doesn't want to fix it. Put all that money into it, and what's probably happened? Probably work slowed down and he can't afford to, and it's been sitting here for 2.5 months. And if he doesn't pay the bill he owes, he'll never get it back.
The reversal of fortune for Pyatt has been abrupt. He says when he opened his doors last August, he had so much business that his mechanics were each earning about $9,000 a month. They still have some work trickling in. But Pyatt says it's not enough.
They should probably be looking for jobs here shortly. And they know that.
Are you going to have to shut down?
Fairly certain. Fairly certain. I have a gentleman who is interested in buying the shop from me. He believes that he can turn it around. I say more power to you if that's the case, but I have warned him fairly. I just don't believe that's possible.
His outlook on the future of Williston? It's pretty gloomy. If the oil industry bounces back, as many here hope, it won't happen soon enough to save businesses like his.
It's called a boomtown. Why do they call it a boomtown? Because it has to have a bust or just be called a town.
In the Bakken oil fields, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.